having trouble meeting someone special?
In no way, shape, or form do I feel any feelings of intimacy towards you in any way whatsoever.
Why not try it in a second language?
What's happening, hot stuff?
Pop-up Chinese. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese, I'm Brendan.
大家好,我是Echo.
And today we're coming at you with the second in our series of lessons about sounds in pinyin that are difficult for people when they're just starting out.
Right.
Now today we're going to focus on the sound made by Z, I.
Zi.
And one more time.
Zi.
And one last time.
Zi.
Can we hear this three times?
Zi. Zi. Zi.
So this sound is a little bit like the English word ads.
Zi.
One common mistake people make is to confuse this with the sound made by ci.
Ci.
Again?
Ci.
The difference between these two is that with ci,
ci,
there is a puff of air that comes from your mouth. With zi, there isn't. Technically, this is called aspirated versus unaspirated. You don't have to worry about that, but let's listen to those two sounds together. First, the right way, zi.
Zi.
Now the wrong way, ci.
Ci.
One more time, zi and then ci.
Zi. Ci.
One quick way to test yourself with the sound is to hold your hand in front of your mouth. If you can feel a puff of air, then you've just made the sound ci.
Ci.
If you don't feel any puff of air, then you're making the sound zi.
Zi.
One meaning that zi with a falling tone or the fourth tone can have is character, as in Chinese character.
Zi.
This word, character, shows up in a lot of other words, like Chinese character.
Hanzi.
To recognize characters.
Renzi.
To write characters.
写字.
Now don't worry about remembering these words too much right now. We're just focusing on the sound.
Right.
Now let's put this zi sound along with a ci sound in the same sentence so that you can hear them side by side for comparison. My first time I wrote characters.
我第一次写汉字.
Another sentence, this time with a different word spelled zi. Oneself.
自己.
I'll go myself.
我自己去.
One last example of another zi word, this time with a first tone or a high level tone, is
自.
You might notice the difference. The last two words were in a fourth tone or a falling tone.
自.
This is in a first tone or a high level tone.
自. 自. 自.
This zi word means assets or capital, and you'll hear it in words like capital,
资本,
or capitalism,
资本主义,
or salary,
工资.
Again, don't worry too much about these words. We're really just going for the sound. Now, a sentence that this turns up in is one you'll hear a lot. It's, how much is your salary?
你的工资是多少?
Or again?
你的工资是多少?
Now that's it for today. One more time, the sound we focused on was
字.
Or
字.
That is anything beginning with a Z. Now we also pointed out one of the common mistakes, which is to pronounce this Z as if it were a C. If you have any questions or comments, please write to us. We'd love to hear from you. And you can reach us at
echo@popupchinese.com or just post on the site.
And we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Bye-bye.
Have fun.